7:45. Joining us now is Skagway Mayor Sam Bass. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Brandon, I'm doing real good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you on. I'm glad we extended this segment out and that we can have, you know, a little bit more representation from Skagway. So what is going on there in official business? I know the last few times we've talked, you've had a fairly light load, but is that the case this week?
Well, Brandon, it kind of is. We don't have too much work to do at our next meeting coming up on Thursday, but we do have some things that I can talk about, so I'll jump in. Let me take a look at this agenda real quickly. Let's see. So, there's some interesting information in our manager's report. That's one of the reports that we get at the beginning of our meetings. And I'd just like to dive into one item that's in the manager's report. This last week, myself, manager Brad Ryan, and our port director, Cody Jennings, we all went down to the AME Roundup, or Mineral Roundup. It's a gathering of all the mining interests throughout our region. We had meetings with the Yukon government, the Yukon Chamber of Mines. We spoke with folks from Yukon First Nation Chamber of Commerce, and we talked about everything. We talked about mining infrastructure, mining technology, power generation, and a big one for Skagway is ore transshipment. So just a little bit on ore transshipment. The citizens of Skagway, they voiced a strong and a real desire to have a diverse economy. And part of that diversity can include ore transshipment. But Skagway also has had some hard history and some real concerns regarding the environmental impact of trucking and transshipping ore concentrate, through and out of our very small town and port. So we want diversity, we want industry, but we also want to mitigate, just to the greatest extent possible, the environmental impact of moving that ore. So one thing that came up that was interesting during the roundup, we were presented with an option that Skagway could consider. It's not a new idea, but now it may be more plausible than it was before. That process is where Skagway would only ship sealed containers. So no containers would actually be opened here in Skagway. Instead, they would simply be stored here and then shipped to a different location where the ore would then be transferred from the containers to the large cargo vessel. The process currently being considered is that the transfer of ore would happen here in Skagway, which requires a rotating container system, most likely a new dock or marine services platform, more storage area. And this is a good plan. This plan does have merit. But this new process where the containers actually stay sealed, they're never open in Skagway, is definitely something I think we should consider, and it may fit, might be a good fit for our small community, because it does appear very environmentally sound, it requires less infrastructure, and we continue to expand our economy, and we get that diversity of economy that we're hoping to have. So I'm excited to learn more about this new process. Enough on Mineral Roundup and ore transshipment. We'll go back to the agenda. Let's see, number 7, public hearing and adoption of Resolution 24-01, amending grade plan to add Skagway ambassador and trail crew laborer position. So the first resolution of 2024-01, basically this resolution sets the pay scale for two new positions in the city. The first one is the Skagway ambassador program. The ambassadors, they work with our tourism director and act, well, as ambassadors to our visitors. They go down to the docks, they meet and greet the visitors, they answer questions about Skagway's history, geography, lifestyles, people, really anything Skagway-centric, the ambassadors engage with the visitors. Last year was the first year we did this program, and it was kind of a test run to see if how the position worked, if it was needed. We had, I believe, 5 people in this role last year, and it was a success. We had good feedback from our visitors. They liked the position, so we're going to keep doing it. We're going to make it official, and this resolution will set the title and wage rate for that spot. The second position that they're looking at is the trail crew laborer. That's a position that will focus on the maintenance and upkeep of our municipal trails. It's a new position, and it's a new title, and we hope that the new title will help focus the employees' efforts on certain aspects of city maintenance. We've got 85-plus miles of trail systems up here to keep up. We've got a large amount of visitors who use the trail, locals use the trails, so we want to keep them in as best condition as we can, and to have somebody kind of dedicated to trails hopefully can accomplish that. Going down to new business, let's see. Consideration of marijuana license application for Boomtown Bud retail marijuana license. Boomtown Buds, it's a new cannabis retail store that's looking to come into Skagway. They've already been in front of the planning and zoning, and they have their conditional use permit. Now they just need assembly and eventually state approval to move forward. They plan on going in at the old Starfire restaurant location. Number B, let's see, consideration of Alaska Municipal League request for coastal resilience grant application. AML, Alaska Municipal League, that's a Alaska-wide organization that's kind of a collective of all the Alaska communities, and they advocate for Alaska communities and their concerns. Skagway is a member of it, and they're requesting support from communities with commitment letters from local governments. One letter they're asking for is for climate-ready workforce. It's a type of employer commitment letter of sorts, and it suggests that we'll hire or train a certain number of employees who are what's considered a climate-ready workforce. I'm not 100% sure what climate-ready workforce entails, so I got to check on that a little more before Thursday. But the second letter is a letter also says still AML looking for support to support the University of Alaska Anchorage request to NOAA to make awards to Alaska to improve community climate resilience. So I think UAA is trying via NOAA to improve climate resilience for our local communities, and this letter of support will hopefully help them get some funds for that. Well, Brandon, that's about all I have this morning. That's it for our agenda, and I was hoping you would report on some more of that 50-degree no wind weather that we had earlier, not snow and rain again and wind.
Oh, you and me both. I would love to be reporting on more of that early spring. So that's how it is around here. It's a bait and switch. They build you up. They give you that 45 degrees, melt off half the snow, and then bam, snowstorm, and it's going to get down to sub-zero temperatures around here.
Here it comes. Alaska keeps you on your toes, that's for sure.
Yeah, it really does. All right, well, that is perfect timing. We're about out of time. I really want to thank Skagway Mayor Sam Bass for joining us this morning ahead of the assembly meeting. What time is that?
7 p.m. tomorrow.
7 p.m. tomorrow. All right. Thank you very much, Skagway Mayor Sam Bass. Hopefully you have a good day. Stay warm. And, hopefully you have a nice, calm meeting tomorrow.
We hope so, Brand. We appreciate it. Now, hey, let me make a quick plug while I'm on here. If anybody's interested in those two positions I mentioned earlier, please submit an application. We're always looking for good folks.
All right. And applications can be found on your website, I assume?
That's correct. Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a good morning, Skagway Mayor Sam Bass.